Many people in politics are arrogant, driven by ego. Although they may have started out understanding, respecting their duties, responsibilities, but there are those that fall prey to arrogance and ego. And if you try to engage them with facts and realities when they're blatantly blind to them, how's that usually received? You learn just how stubborn they truly are. In Isaiah 46:12, God declares about those who are stubborn, "Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, who are far from righteousness." The stubborn also addressed by God in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 28. "They are all stubborn rebels, walking as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. They are all corruptors." Trouble with the stubborn is that they believe they are more than just right. They, and in politics, their supporters see them as righteous. That comes with a price too, as we learn in James chapter 4, verse 16. "But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil." And there is a price to be paid by the stubborn when the fog that they try to hide in fails them. As we learn in Proverbs 11:2, "When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom." It's sadly true how those who lie and refuse to abandon that lie when presented with truth are still considered by their followers to be either gifts from God or even messengers for God. Hardly. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 tells us, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." So what should those who truly walk in God's Word do in this world that seems filled with the arrogant who work to entrap as many people as they can for their selfish ego? The answer is in Proverbs 8:13. "The fear," meaning respect, "of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate." Nevertheless, when you come to that moment of confession and repentance, God will be there to cleanse and heal you, always, at any time. What's told to us in Psalm chapter 73, verses 22 to 28, doesn't have to be a one day for you. It can be a forever for you if you just call out to and reach out for what God has to give. "I was so foolish and arrogant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works."